So our comprehension of divine knowledge, wisdom, and purpose, especially concerning particular instances of evil, is limited at best. Mm-hmm. And I would say, unless if it's in Scripture, where we kind of know the outcome from it, I would say that's a hard
thing to crack.
And even within there, you see things that progress the story along. But can we say that the goodness of all this coming about is equal to the evil that we've previously read? A very hard thing to do.
Yeah.
This softens the concern that a theodicy has to answer every last question about evil. Certainly, it is desirable for a theodicy to be as comprehensive as possible. We want those answers.
Right.
That would be a great thing to give if we could look down the corridors of time.
And give all the answers to why every portion of evil ever happened, every little bit of evil, every great evil, right? Why did it happen? If we had all the answers, that'd be great, right? But satisfying.
It would be nice. But an exhaustive theodicy, at least in this world, is impossible. Mm. Yet entrusting our suffering souls to a supremely holy, wise, and benevolent God in seemingly impossible circumstances is precisely what he wants us to do.
Yeah.
And that's what we do see in Scripture. We see it in a number of examples that Christensen gives in this book that we'll talk about.
Yeah. So the objection to that then is, okay, fine. If that's the case, then why should we fight evil? If it's going to, you know, eventually accomplish something good, right? Right. And so he says this is the objection, right? The greater good theodicy suggests that we have no incentive to refrain from, to pray against, or to fight evil if God always has greater purpose for it, right? It kind of, you know, it defeats God's purpose to try to, you know, defeat evil.
Yeah,
right?
It's kind of a fideistic approach and just, well, God, this is how God wanted it to turn out, so I don't do anything. If God wanted, to me to get out of the way of this car, then he would move me.
Okay. And so, but he says that this objection fails to see what strikingly different ground we stand on from God, right? Given our rationally and radically limited wisdom, knowledge, and power, we cannot presume the prerogatives of God. We have no ability to ensure that good can emanate from evil, right, or entertain knowledge of what sorts of second-order goods could be generated by a particular evil, right? In other words, so we don't just dive off and say, well, you know, we don't do anything. What if doing something is part of what God wants us to do, and that's part of, you know, that deters, that's part of the good that comes out of the evil is us doing something.
Right.
If that's the case, now we failed miserably.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. That charge can be levied at both sides of the equation, to do something and not to do something. It's the old joke of the man who's in the flood and he's drowning. He says, well, if God wants to rescue me, he will. And he sends the guy in the rowboat, and then he sends the Coast Guard, and then he sends the helicopter, and he's like, no, each time, if God wants to save me, he will. And he drowns, and he goes to heaven, meets God, and he says, God, I trusted you. What happened? He's like, what more do you want? I sent a boat, I sent the Coast Guard, I sent a helicopter. And so it's like the excuse to do no action is not a valid excuse, because he does use us. Again, God saves us for what? In Ephesians 2:8-9, and I always say 10.
Yeah.
For good, he has saved us for what? He has saved us for good works.
Yeah.
We are required to do good works. And that's not a legalistic term. It's not if you don't do good works, you won't be saved. It's if you
You're
are
already
saved you
yeah.
will do good works.
Yeah,
and exactly. And that, at least from the Christian side, tells us that we're not thwarting God's plan by acting. We are supposed to act, and it's what God expects of us. It's one of the reasons why he doesn't save us and then take us out of the world. I mean, he could, we could wait to be baptized on our deathbed, and that's good. But